Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.
As seen on your screen with Comfort Fabric Conditioner. Discover your favorite comfort fragrance.
All right, Maria Devereaux, the floor is yours. What's been on your screen? What have you been watching? What have you been seeing?
Well, I've been seeing quite a lot of these three women who brought me way back.
Okay.
Caroline Ray, Beth Broderick, and Melissa Joan Hart.
Melissa Joan Hart, I know her name.
Yeah.
Sabrina.
So that's Hilda and Zelda Spellman.
From Sabrina.
And Sabrina Spellman from
okay.
Sabrina the Teenage Witch. So apparently they've spent a bit of time recently in Scotland because they're at Comic-Cons.
Oh, that's
so this
cool.
Time of year obviously would be...
very Halloween-y, very appropriate.
Yeah, for them. Like, you know, aside from the movies with, you know, Sarah Jessica Parker and Bette Midler and, you know, those witches.
Yep.
These are the next in line for
absolutely.
The big gigs around Halloween, aren't they?
Totally, yeah.
So it sent me down a rabbit hole of, oh, remember Sabrina the Teenage Witch? And it was on telly and they had loads of cameos that I suppose when we were watching in real time, we didn't realise there were so many and that they would still be big names now.
Or sometimes I think when we were younger... You were younger. When you were younger, maybe you didn't even know who the cameo was.
Yeah.
Like,
sometimes,
and then later on in life, you go, oh, that was
exactly.
Him.
Yeah. So it ran from 1996 to 2003. So it had a
good run. Yeah. For
run.
US TV. Yeah.
And they had cameos from, like you say, people we didn't know then, but we definitely know now. Bryan Cranston played a magic lawyer.
Stuart Clarkson here. You have a legal emergency?
A troll has asked for my hand in marriage.
Did you sign a contract?
Yes.
Did you read the contract?
No.
Have a nice wedding.
Wait!
Now, when he was in that, was he in it like... In that era, he wouldn't have even been that well. He'd just been a jobbing actor.
Was
he in Malcolm in the Middle?
Was he in Malcolm in the Middle?
I think he was.
But he was, yeah. I mean,
it would have just been a gig, like, as opposed to, like,
from.
Hey, Bryan Cranston's in the building. Get him on the show for a sec. It wasn't that big.
He was very fresh-faced in that clip there. Also, the Backstreet Boys it was towards the end of an episode. They were playing basketball. Sabrina had in that episode brewed talent juice that she had in bottles.
Right.
And she left one behind while they were playing basketball and they all took a sip of it and all of a sudden they had talent.
Dylan, there are 5 bottles here.
That's very good, Sabrina. Now, what color is the tablecloth?
Oh, I brewed 6. Where's the last bottle of talent?
Every little thing that you have said and done feels like it's deep within me. Doesn't really matter if you're on the run. It seems like we're meant to be. I don't care who you are.
Hey, guys, come on.
Where
the game's still tied.
What you did, as long as you love me.
Yes, Backstreet Boys. Pure
I love
class.
That little magic noise when they take a sip.
Yeah. So good.
Also, Britney Spears. Now, obviously, Sabrina ended up being, or Melissa Joan Hart ended up being in the video for Crazy.
That's
when
right.
When she brought it out. But in an episode, she goes to spend time with her dad in the magic realm.
Mm-hmm.
And then tells him that she's missing the Britney Spears concert to be there. So, of course, he magics her into the sitting room with Sabrina.
Of course he does.
Sabrina, this doesn't sound like you.
Oh, really? Don't you recognize my voice?
Are you unhappy here?
No, not at all. It's just... Well, I was supposed to go to this Britney Spears concert and...
Say no more.
Okay, now it's just weird. You're not enjoying this, are you? No, it's great. It's just, it's not that much fun alone. Tell me about it. Like, you'd know you're always surrounded by people. And sometimes that's the loneliest place to be. You know, maybe that's why I've been having these weird one-on-one dreams so often. They drive me crazy.
Now, obviously, since then, you know, her being alone and all that kind of stuff actually seems a little bit more real than just being in that scene. And then she also, like, she had other people, like Brian Austin Green from Beverly Hills 90210.
Yep.
He was a product of her auntie's wanting to make the perfect boyfriend.
Gotcha.
And he was so enthusiastic and encouraging and into everything. Avril Lavigne played herself. Jerry Springer played himself when one of the aunties was going out with the principal. Do you remember the principal, Mr. Kraft?
Yes.
And they didn't realise he had an ex-wife that had just come back on the scene, and she was also a witch. So they were brought to magical Jerry Springer world to be on an episode.
Zelda thought she had a good thing going with Willard until his ex-wife Lucy came to town with a simple warning. Get your hands off my mortal!
Why are they so excited?
Because he's my man. You were just keeping him warm till I got back.
Obviously, you're very upset. Tell us how it all started.
Well, you have to understand, Mr. Kraft is not just Zelda's boyfriend. He's also my vice principal.
And my ex-boyfriend.
You know, it was really hard living with him, so we decided to bring back his ex-wife. But we didn't know she was a witch.
Oh, everyone can just call.
Swearing.
I know, but this way it sounds like she did.
Which is a secret so into Jerry good. Springer. Very
That's
good.
Like, what a TV show.
Amazing TV show. And amazing trip down memory lane. Maria bringing her YouTube deep dives onto the radio. Love
Dave
it.
Moore.
On Today FM.
Podcast.